Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Probably True. Please be aware that this podcast may contain strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them.
Does anyone actually like getting dick pics? I can't be the only one who gets a load of knob pics off strangers before they've even said hello. This is on the apps, obviously, not like on the bus or just walking down the street. Worse is bumhole pics. No one ever needs to see that unless it's rapidly approaching their face, and by then you've probably had the chance to get acquainted. Probably. I mean, not judging. Sometimes stuff just happens and you can't help but bury your face in the pert little bum of some... Where was I? Oh, yeah. Dick pics. I don't know anyone who actually enjoys getting them. Don't get me wrong, I'm not one of those pretentious sapiosexual tosspots, but there's just something ultimately disappointing about dick pics. Yeah, great. It's a dick. It's going to look just like all the others I've seen, so there's no need to send me a picture of it. Unless it's hideously deformed and doesn't look like any other dick I've ever seen, in which case I definitely don't want to see it. And you should probably see a doctor. Seriously, penis cancer is a thing. I didn't know that. So yeah, go get checked out. I think the disappointing aspect of dick pics comes mostly from them being unsolicited. I could be quite happily chatting away with a boy and flirting and getting to know someone on Grindr, and things are starting to get cheeky and a bit winky and maybe that little purple devil face, and then ping, so-and-so sent you an image. And at that point, I generally just roll my eyes. I know what it's going to be without opening it. Oh yeah, we're getting on quite well. You're quite interesting, quite flirty, yeah. And there's a dick. It'd be like flirting with someone at a party, and then just as things are going well, they just drop their trousers. I'm like, great, but you could have saved that, and I'd have been into it. Now you've just ruined it, so I'm going to move on. Maybe my problem is that they're all so generic. The pictures, I mean, not just the dicks. I can prove this, actually, by now giving you the probably true official guide to sending dick pics. And the fact that I can do this on an audio medium like a podcast when I'm talking about something purely visual like a dick pic should prove just how generic dick pics are. Right. There's three basic positions that guys go for dick pics. Number one, the close-up. With the camera close enough that the dick takes up the whole screen of your phone. As if that'll somehow make me think, oh wow, it's so big it fills up the screen of my phone. When really, I'll be thinking, yes, a penis. I wonder how much he zoomed in before he took this. Number two, the under and up. This one's quite difficult to pull off just for the physical bending that you have to do it, and it's not really worth the bother. Essentially, it's when the camera is between the guy's legs looking back up the body, so the dick is in the foreground looking massive and imposing with two hanging hairy beanbags just below it, and then off in the distance you might see a nipple, and beyond that, on a clear day, you'll see the owner's face as he pretends that it's not a lot of effort to hold this pose while he takes the picture. Again, this one is misleading in terms of size, not only because the perspective is all wonky, but because the underneath of the dick goes right back to the bumhole, so it can look a lot longer than it does from a more natural position. This one tends to be a favourite for those of us with smaller dongs, as it's often hard to tell. Number three, the sink. This one's actually pretty straightforward. Bathroom, standing in front of a mirror, dick just whapped out into the sink. Bit lazy, especially if the guy's still fully dressed and he just kind of poked it out of his fly. It's acceptable if he's naked, because then at least you get a full body nude, so you get some idea of proportion. But even so, this one I've found generally favoured by those who've got a little bit more to show off, but they want you to notice on their own, so they don't have to bring it up. And personally, I think it's time to outlaw all three of those poses. They're done. They're boring. And most importantly, they're not sexy. The biggest sexual organ in the human body is the mind, unless, you know, you're that stripper I met once in New York, because, sweet Jesus, that thing was down to his knee. Anyway, focusing on the thing. Yes, your brain is your biggest sexual organ. You need something that's going to get your brain hard as well as your dick. Get the imagination juices flowing as well as the sticky ones. It's better to tease, to prolong the reveal, to keep someone guessing, because that's where the intrigue is. That's what keeps people interested and excited. It's like those models that do OnlyFans accounts on Instagram, where you pay so much a month and they send you some intimate photos. It's not just a dick pic. It's never dick pics, in fact, because once you've seen it properly, you'll stop paying. They keep it up by never quite giving you what you want. It's cheeky glimpses and well-positioned shadows, wearing undies in the shower with the water just kind of cascading down their firm, taut flesh, slowly making the fabric turn semi-transparent, just revealing all the contours and shapes under the... But yeah, just whapping it out and sending the first half-hearted pic you can take isn't good enough. It amazes me when I see guys who'll take roughly 500 million identical photos of their face, taking the time to find the light, check where every hair is, and like pulling the right expression and all that shit, but they will send you the laziest, most generic dick pic imaginable. From now on, I think we need to agree that anyone who doesn't put some effort into their nudes gets blocked. No one needs a dick pic at all, but if you're going to send one, put the effort in. For example, grooming. I'm not saying you have to shave or be entirely hairless or even trim it short. If you want a nice big bush, then go ahead. Personally, I'm not a fan of rummaging through a hedgerow looking for a hot dog, but that's just me. In a lot of ways, it's like having a beard. Not shaving isn't the same as not grooming. There are important differences between a look that says, I take care of my appearance, I have consciously chosen to look like this, and I live in a ditch and I shout at clouds. It's the same for body hair all over, really. I mean, shave it, don't, grow it long, put it in little plaits if you like, I don't care. But try and be consistent, or at least contextual with your pubes. If you're waxed to within an inch of your life above the waist, but from there down it looks like you're wearing a pair of hairy trousers, it's going to look a little bit odd. Or the opposite, a really hairy man, proud and fluffy, apart from a small clearing in the crotchal area where his willy happens to be, like some kind of weird crop circle that happens to contain a dick. It's not just the body hair, though. There's so much more to it than that. Think about the composition of your dick pics. Are you going to be soft, just completely flaccid? Or semi? Or stonking hard on? I personally suggest a semi. A soft cock looks a bit strange, it's all kind of sad and just hanging there and shriveled. And a great big throbbing boner gives the game away. There's no fun, there's no interest in that, it's just a throbbing cock. With a semi, it looks a bit more interesting. You're showing off the potential without showing them everything, because the recipient will still have to use their imagination to guess what the full thing will look like when it inflates a bit more. On top of all this, check the lighting. Check your angles. Fuck it, try a filter if you want. There aren't any specifically designed for foreskin, as far as I know, but give it a go, and then delete the ones that don't work. No one else has to see them if they look crap. But yeah, put some effort in. You could, I don't know, set up a whole scene, like a still life image with a bowl of fruit, except, ooh, that's not a banana. Or the Mr. Darcy-style wet clothes thing, always good. Or go the sci-fi route, find some brightly coloured condoms and pretend it's a lightsaber. And if there's two of you, then you could recreate that whole Darth Vader Obi-Wan scene from Star Wars. You know, if you strike me down now, I shall do this. So, yeah, my point is, shift from dick pics to nudes. From low effort to really putting the thought in and getting people wanting more. Speaking of wanting more, I saw one of the hot guys from my gym on Grindr the other day. We've been eye-banging one another a bit across the weights, and when he popped up on my Grindr, we had a little chat and a flirt. And, you know, I checked him out in the shower a couple of times. Well, I say I checked him out. I pretty much stared at him nonstop and watched him shower, which was lovely. And he noticed and didn't immediately hide. So I'm counting that as a win. I can't remember if he checked me out as well because I was too busy just perving on him and who cares, he's really hot and I've seen his bum. Anyway, to start off the flirty chat, we were talking about workouts and shit because, you know, gym bros, yeah! And I asked him for some body pics, you know, for science. And he said, sorry, I don't have any. I don't take nudes. Which was oddly refreshing. A little hard to believe. If I looked like him naked, I'd be posting pictures of it everywhere. It'd be the new logo for this podcast. I'd have it printed on business cards, and instead of my contact details, the other side would just say, I know, right? But he doesn't send nudes at all. Because, you know, his body's not a commodity. It's not all he is, nor should it be the only thing about you that people find attractive. You're more than just the sum of your parts, and you are certainly more than just your private parts. And even if you're just after a random hookup, you don't have to be all anonymous and entirely unengaged with the person in front of you. Be yourself. Don't just be a lump of meat, but an actual person. The sex I enjoy most is not necessarily that with the hottest body, but that with a guy that makes it fun and enjoys it, and you can kind of have fun together. A bit of personality and an enjoyable time together is vastly preferable to just rubbing up against a hot lump of meat until something squirty happens. At that point, it's just a wank but with extra people involved. Because you're not with another person. They just happen to be in the room with you while you're off in your own head thinking about other things. And that's not fun. No one wants to be a wank sock, just pumped full of jizz and then discarded immediately without any kind of personal interaction. So, you are not your body and neither is the other person. Don't think of people like that. Both of you, shockingly, are people. So, be people. Either put some of your personality into your nudes so they show off more of you than just your flesh, or don't send any at all, so that anyone attracted to you can't help but be attracted to you on more levels than just the physical. Hopefully, they'll be attracted to you as a whole. With a W. So, to sum up this probably true official guide to sending dick pics, don't. That was Probably True, the repeatedly award-winning storytelling series created by me, Scott Flashheart, to remind all of my queer brothers and sisters that we are none of us alone. You can find transcripts of every episode, links and other things at probablytruepodcast.com. There's additional content and other lovely stuff available to subscribers at patreon.com/probablytrue. And if you want to get in touch, just search Probably True Podcast on the socials.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.